We're back on the air, and I'm eating ice cream, really good ice cream. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. And our next guest, once we're talking about ice cream, is Katie Flannery of Minus the Moo.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me here today.
Thank you. Tell us about Minus the Moo as I eat my chocolate chip ice cream.
Which we're so glad that you like it. So Minus the Moo is the first and only premium real dairy, lactose-free ice cream on the market. And we started Minus the Moo because I am super lactose intolerant and love ice cream, as do most New Englanders, and wanted a premium product that was still made with cream and milk and high-quality ingredients but didn't have any lactose.
Were you ever in the food business before this?
I wasn't. I actually was a nurse prior to starting Minus the Moo. I was a pediatric ICU nurse at Boston Children's Hospital, but always had an affinity and love for food. And I did actually take the Penn State Ice Cream Short Course, which is a thing. Ben and Jerry took it. And that was really helpful in terms of getting off the ground with our food business. But we started out of Commonwealth Kitchen, which is an incubator here in Boston. And for new food startups, very, very helpful in terms of navigating food.
You said we a few times. So who's the we?
Yes. So my co-founder is Gwen Burlingame. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here with us today. Gwen and I met back at Villanova University almost 10 years ago. And we've been friends ever since. And Gwen is also an ice cream lover, but is not lactose intolerant and just sympathetic to my cause and couldn't believe that there wasn't a better product for such a huge population of lactose intolerant consumers.
There are a lot of people who are lactose intolerant.
There are. One out of every four Americans already self-identifies and manages lactose intolerance, which is three times greater than the gluten intolerant population. So this is a widely underserved market, and we're hoping to bring better products to them and their families.
Interesting. So how did you get going and starting this business? What was the whole plan?
Yeah, so when I was in nursing school and when I probably should have been paying attention to classes, I was daydreaming about how to use my biochemistry and all of my health science background to be able to create a product that used high-quality ingredients but that had the same taste and texture as a traditional premium ice cream. So I was crafting up these recipes. I went to my kitchen and started making the product primarily just for myself. And then as people came over and taste tested it and couldn't tell the difference, when we looked at the market, we realized there was an opportunity to bring something new to consumers.
So you were making with your own home ice cream maker. Yes. Ice cream, and people were loving it and
yes,
talking to you about it.
Yes. I had a little Cuisinart. And right. So it's pretty fun to see that where we've gone from, you know, a quart at a time to now much, much larger volumes.
So you're there, and then you decide to go into business. Did mm-hmm. you put together a business plan, or did you just, you know, how did you go about the whole thing? Talk about some of the steps for our other entrepreneurs.
Yeah, so we took it from the approach of we did look at the market, what kind of business we wanted to have, what our total goals were going to be for the business, and did create a business plan, which Gwen went to the business school at Villanova. So she put together a very large plan with people ripped up and said, please, like, no more than 10 pages.
And I wouldn't even read 10 pages nowadays.
Exactly, exactly. So and then we decided that we wanted to test our product at the SOA market in Boston South End. It's one of the largest farmers markets here in Boston, and thought that would be a great place to validate our product and all the research we had been doing. And we knew we wanted to be a grocery store brand so that for consumers like me who had been walking the aisles and were dissatisfied, we wanted them to be able to find this solution. So in the spring of 2016, we launched into our first few set of stores, and now we're in about 170 stores throughout New England.
And where are you manufacturing out of?
We manufacture in Connecticut.
You do. Is it your own manufacturer or you contract manufacturing?
We contract manufacture. It's very customary in ice cream to contract manufacture.
I know.
Yeah. Yes, you have a wealth of knowledge, I'm sure, in ice cream. So,
again, you go from where you are to where you – did you self-fund the whole business the whole way?
So we self-funded for the first year and then had, you know – small friends and family loans and things like that. We did have the opportunity to pitch for the Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream pitch competition, which we were grateful enough to win and got a $10,000 grant. And that was really helpful in our earlier days. But we have now since been fundraising for our seed round.
So you have a board of directors, you have investors?
We have investors, but no board of directors yet. We're still in the early stages.
Interesting. Are you making money?
We are making money, always hoping to continue to grow, but our whole goal is to be able to be in as many outlets as possible so that consumers who are lactose intolerant and want to be able to share a better quality product with their friends and family.
Well, if I normally would be eating a lactose product, I would take a lactose pill.
So, yes, some that is an option for some. However, those pills are not they're not really dosed. So we find, and after talking to so many consumers over the last 2 years, that a lot of people find that they still end up having some sort of discomfort because it doesn't say if you have, you know, a cup of milk, take this many lactose pills. So there's a lot of room for error. And also, too, they're very, very chalky and they don't taste good. So if you're trying to eat something and consume something and enjoy it and you have this chalky aftertaste in your mouth, it kind of ruins.
Much better.
Thank you. Yes.
So do you have any other flavors other than the one you brought in today? We've already given the whole carton to Chris, so we know what's going to be gone.
Yeah. So I brought you the sea salt chocolate chip today, which is our most popular flavor. But we have five flavors currently in the on the market. So vanilla, chocolate, sea salt chocolate chip, mint chip, and espresso.
Wow.
Yes.
All lactate free.
All lactose free.
And you're going to continue along that line? You're not going to expand from there? Are you going to stay within that category?
Right now we see staying in the lactose free category, again, because there's nothing out there for those consumers. So we want to be able to fill that gap and bring them all of the flavors that they see throughout the many doors of the freezer aisle that they can't partake in.
Right. And so to do this, you have a very vertical product. You're going to have to sell nationally?
We hope to sell nationally, again, because we want to be the household brand for high-quality lactose-free products and just kind of relieve that pain point of an experience that's supposed to be enjoyable with others.
Right. So what are some of the obstacles that you're going to face in the next 18 months that you're looking at as an entrepreneur?
Well, as any entrepreneur knows, many, many obstacles. One of our biggest obstacles, again, will be fundraising, making sure that we have the cash behind us to continue to grow and support the brand. And the next piece would probably be distribution. So getting after those accounts and making sure that we're in the right doors for the people who are looking for us to find us and getting the word out. I think as an entrepreneur, you know, there's so many great business ideas. There's so many great product ideas. But having other people learn about your product or about your idea is very challenging. So thank you for this opportunity today to share the word about Minus the Moo and our offering. But I think getting the word out is one of the hardest things that we face.
So promotion for you, just awareness.
Yeah, awareness and having consumers know that they don't have to sacrifice anymore. They don't have to eat a frozen dessert that's made of soy, almond, and coconut milk that just doesn't taste the same or quality or products that aren't high quality that just aren't as enjoyable.
Right. And the ice cream category has changed a lot over the summer.
It has,
right.
Yes.
A lot. You know, there was a product that was released, the Halo product, that sort of was, I would call it, disruptive to the industry.
Incredibly disruptive. It kind of turned the category on its head.
No one expected it to do that.
Yeah. I mean, they took diet ice cream and somehow made it very exciting and something that everybody wanted to participate in, which for us, we see that as exciting for our category.
Right. Because people didn't think Halo was going to make a play for it, and it did more than make a play.
More than make a play in a very short period of time.
Right.
So,
I mean,
yes.
A lot of people I know are eating Halo.
Yes, yes. And hopefully they'll now be eating Minus the Moo.
Right.
Yes.
This is a better tasting product.
Thank you.
I don't hear people saying that they think Halo is the best tasting thing, but they're good marketers.
They're wonderful marketers. And, you know, we offer very different things. So we often look to other brands in the category who have been disruptive, who have been successful at it, and see how we can better communicate to our customers faster so that they can understand that we're here for them.
You know, you should come back again and bring other flavors. And then you can come back again and bring other flavors, and we'll keep doing flavors and promote you.
Yes, we should do that. And maybe more around lunchtime. I'm impressed that, you know.
It doesn't make a difference what time of day it is. I can't speak for Alex, but I know Chris and I, 24/7.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I'm
and
happy
if you
to bring
pizza, Chris will marry you.
Yeah. I'm happy to bring as much ice cream as you guys will take. I personally can eat a pint in a sitting. So,
tell us about the product, where you can find it, and how we can find you.
So you can always follow us on our social media accounts at Minus the Moo. And then on our website, minusthemoo.com, has a complete list of where you can find us. So you'll just type in where you live and what mile radius you're able to get to a grocery store. But you could find us most likely in your local Whole Foods, Roche Brothers, Big Y, or independent grocery stores throughout New England.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today. Everybody, go into your grocery stores. Look for Minus the Moo. I guarantee it. You're going to like the product. It's outstanding. Chris and I, it's Chris and Jeffrey approved.
Thank you very much. Thank you to you both.
I'm going to take a break and remind everyone this is Radio Entrepreneurs.